with John Baker and Ruby, and you took your 24 in Cripple, and talk about how the run was heading up here.
You know, it was actually really a uneventful, cold run. Things went smoothly. I thought it was relatively slow, but they said that's the average time, 10 hours.
And how's your dog team looking? Were they moving pretty well? Or?
Yeah, I thought they were moving quite smoothly, and they seemed to be doing fine.
In looking at the Yukon and heading over to Kel-Tag, it seems like when you get to Kel-Tag, people kind of start sizing each other up, maybe, and looking to see where you are and how you can move up the ranks, and talk about that. Is that true? Do you see that happen year after year?
Yeah, there's a lot of teams right now, it looks like, that are nobody really knows where each other is at, and it'll be a more clear picture by Unalakleet this year, I suppose.
Mm-hmm. Why do you take your 24 in Cripple, and do you think the location of where that layover is taken makes a big difference in who pulls in first to Nome?
I'm not so sure, but for myself, I just wanted to be where I could position myself to take the 8 hour later on the river so that I had a fresher team on the coast this year.
Mm-hmm. So are you going to push it all the way to Nalato or Kel-Tag? Or?
I'm hoping that 8 hour in Kel-Tag.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And we're heading to the coast. I talked to some people already, and they're already thinking about the coast and the conditions there. Is that on your mind at all, or are you just looking at?
I don't even know what the conditions are like over there.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Yet.
Now, you seem to have a good string of dogs. There's some teams with 8 or 9 dogs in their teams right now, and you've got to be feeling pretty good about the number and what
you
can do still.
Yeah, we've got 12, so we're in good shape.
Well, thanks.
Thank you, Lorelei.
John Baker in Ruby, and reporting in Ruby, I'm Lorelei Kinnean.